Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Well, bummer for some Fleetwood Mac fans as the band sans Lindsey Buckingham and plus Neil Finn and Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers has postponed their show for tonight in Philly due to an unspecified band member's illness. They also had scrapped a Boston show earlier this week. The Mac do plan to reschedule both gigs. Well, today we reflect back on 25 years since Kurt Cobain took his own life, and sadly there are still many wild, wacky conspiracy theories floating around out there, and one person trying to earnestly put them to rest is former Nirvana manager Danny Goldberg, who this week released his insider book, Serving the Servant, Remembering Kurt Cobain. He tells the UK's Independent that this idea that Kurt Cobain was murdered is absolutely absurd. And to put it bluntly, he says, Kurt talked and wrote about suicide a lot, he was on drugs at the time, and he bought a gun. Simple as that. He adds that Courtney Love even tried to stage an intervention for her husband, which Goldberg says he was a part of, and despite Courtney's good intentions, Kurt probably felt a little bit like he was under siege in his own house. Well, jazz lovers take note, or Blue Note as the case is, as the label is putting out a reissue of 1957's The Birth of the Cool, which captured the post-bebop direction of a young Miles Davis. It's happening on May 17th. It's a remastered vinyl version. There's a digital one as well. The Complete Birth of the Cool features original recordings of the Miles Davis Nonet, a rotating cast of musicians that included Max Roach, Leo Kaunitz, Joe Shulman, and Gary Mulligan. How cool. Well, we're thinking a lot of Kurt Cobain today, and another revelation from Nirvana's ex-manager's book was that Kurt wanted to make music away from Nirvana and that he had something in the works with Michael Stipe. And on this day in music history, April 5th, 1980, REM played their first ever gig in a church in Athens, Georgia. A year later, Canned Heat singer Bob the Bear died of a heart attack. And in 2011, a statue was unveiled in Kurt Cobain's hometown of Aberdeen, Washington, to mark the then 17th anniversary of his death. Birthdays, the late Dave Swarbrick of Fairport Convention, Agnetha Falkskog, the blonde singer in ABBA, Stan Ridgway of Wall of Voodoo, remember Mexican Radio? Yes, you do. Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, Paula Cole, and Pharrell Williams. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.